Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch toward the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have music from artist of the week, Jay Brown. And in today's entertainment spotlight, we're talking a lot about CES this year. It's the biggest tech event of the year. It's happening in Vegas this year. Today, you're hearing part of my conversation with tech expert Jennifer Jolly. She joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, yesterday to talk about some of the great finds that she's seeing. You'll be hearing part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines in Mississippi News. Mississippi in store for coldest air since 2022 to 16 WAPT. The coldest air since December 2022 is likely to affect Mississippi and the Deep South early next week, says 16 WAPT. A wave of rain and winter mix could come across the state beginning next Monday morning, followed by rapidly dropping temperatures. It's likely central Mississippi will miss the chance at snow, but areas in north Mississippi could see a dusting. Instead, central Mississippi will have a chance at seeing a mix of rain, sleet, and freezing rain Monday morning. The biggest areas of impact are focused northwest of the Natchez Trace Parkway. While ice can be a concern for some, dangerous cold has a higher significance. All of central Mississippi will experience rapidly dropping temperatures Monday afternoon into Monday night. By Tuesday morning, temperatures could range between 10 to 18 degrees, with feels like temperature in the single digits. Areas north of the metro could experience real field values in the negatives. This could cause danger to unprotected pipes. Temperatures this low can also pose a threat of frostbite and hypothermia. It's likely temperatures could stay below freezing for over 36 hours for much of the viewing area. It's likely Tuesday will not get above freezing, but feel like temperatures in the teens and 20s all day. Wednesday morning of next week will be in the teens and low 20s, before going back above the freezing mark for the afternoon. Even though the brutal cold is still days away, officials said it's a good idea to go ahead and make preparations now. In national news, more adults sought help for ADHD during the pandemic, contributing to drug shortages. Prescriptions for ADHD treatment surged among adults during the COVID-19 pandemic, helping to fuel lingering shortages that frustrates parents and doctors. New prescriptions for stimulants used to treat the condition jumped for young adults and women during a two-year window after the pandemic hit in March 2020, according to a study published Wednesday in JAMA Psychiatry. Prescriptions also soared for non-stimulant treatments for adults of all ages, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration researchers found. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is one of the most common developmental disorders in children, particularly in boys. The use of drugs like Adderall to treat it climbed in general during the pandemic. In more national news, judge rescinds permission for Trump to give his own closing argument at the civil fraud trial. Donald Trump won't make his own closing argument after all in his New York civil business fraud trial after his lawyers objected to the judge's insistence that the former president stick to relevant matters. The judge rescinded permission for the unusual plan on Wednesday, a day ahead of closing arguments in the case. Trump attorney responded, "Is anyone surprised anymore? The trial could cost Trump hundreds of millions of dollars in penalties and strip him of his ability to do business in New York." The lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James claims that Trump's net worth was inflated by billions of dollars on financial statements that helped him secure business loans and insurance. The former president and current Republican 2024 frontrunner denies any wrongdoing, and he has lambasted the case as a hoax and a political attack on him. "It's extremely uncommon for people who have lawyers to give their own closing arguments," says the Associated Press, but Trump's lawyers had signaled privately to the judge last week that the ex-president planned to deliver a summation personally in addition to arguments from his legal team. And finally, in entertainment news, the SAG Awards nominate Barbie and Oppenheimer, among others. The 30th Screen Actor Guild Awards on Wednesday heaped nominations on Oppenheimer, Barbie, and American Fiction, among other latest titles. Greta Gerwig's Barbie and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer were again the lead nominees. Each film picked up 4 nods, including Best Ensemble. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling were nominated for their performances in Barbie, while Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Emily Blunt received nods for Oppenheimer. Barbenheimer continues to rule Hollywood's awards season, just as it did the summer box office, says the Associated Press. American Fiction got the biggest momentum boost, landing 3 nominations, Best Ensemble, Jeffrey Wright for Best Male Actor, and Sterling K. Brown for Supporting Male Actor. The SAG Awards are closely watched as an Oscar bellwether. Their picks don't always align exactly with those of the Film Academy, but seldom is it a Best Picture acting winner not nominated first by SAG. That means any Best Picture hopes for films like Poor Things just took a hit, says the Associated Press. Past Lives, Celine's song Tender Love Story, also was set back. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to today's edition of Words That Choose to Live By. Here you go. You made it over the hump to another day. Now, what are you going to do with this opportunity? You never know what you can accomplish until you try. So make today about using faith to push past your fears. If you put forth the effort, you will see that you are more than capable of handling anything that comes your way. Have an amazing Thursday. Jay Brown is our artist of the week. This week, here's his single, Don't Leave, right here on the Conversation Daily News.
Got some things I need to say. Too many sleepless nights without you in my space. So many unopened secrets got in a way. That made me slip sometimes, but I believe in fate. I've been wrong, stayed out too long, chasing these women, ignoring your call. And I know it hurt your feelings, baby, and that ain't fair. And after all I put you through, you still been there. That's why I need you. I guarantee you, I'll never keep you in the dark, never just leave you. Promise I'll be true, I'ma be a thief too. Ooh girl, I really, really need you. Throw it away. How won't you hear? I'm tired of begging you to stay. So many broken pieces that we can't fix. I'm truly devastated when I reminisce about your kiss. Every time that we contemplate, some things are better said when we face to face. I know that the truth hurts, let's just be real. I'm in my pain expressing just how it feels. That's why I need you, forever. I guarantee you, I'll never keep you in the dark, never deceive you, promise I'll be true, I'ma be a thief too, oh girl I'm free. We can make it. I don't want nobody else but you.
We are part of my conversation coming up with tech expert Jennifer Jolly in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your entertainment spotlight. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly rejoined me at Conversations Live, the radio show from CES this year, to share with us her latest tech finds. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Jennifer, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, it is always my pleasure. And you know, Cyrus, even though I have covered CES for years and years and years, I have to say what I've seen here this week signals the most seismic shift that I've seen really to shape our relationship with technology in the days and weeks and months and years to come. I think it's the biggest kind of revolutionary shift I've seen since the, say, introduction of the internet or introduction of smartphones, really.
Yeah, that's powerful, Jennifer. That's why we're so glad to have you here as you're enjoying this experience. So take us into this year. What do you want to start with kind of telling us the things you've been able to see?
Well, you mentioned AI and everything, but until this week, it's been really difficult for me to figure out what that means. What AI means, is that ChatGPT and our smartphone? Like, what does that really mean? But it's the processors are changing. Battery life is going to get better. Our gadgets will get more secure, and they're about to get more personalized. Not only all of that, but we're seeing new form factors, complete new form factors that aren't just kind of pie-in-the-sky dreams anymore. You mentioned LG's signature new OLED T model. It's a 4K 77-inch see-through TV. This is one of the things blowing everyone away out here this week. It's transparent, as in you can actually see right through it, even when there's something on the screen. The OLED T has a shading technology kind of similar to sunglasses that are light inside. You know, they're normal glasses inside. You go outside and they turn dark to be sunglasses. But this, you tap a button and a dark screen rises up, transitioning from transparent to opaque, and then tap that remote control again, it goes back again.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll have on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Thing as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.